Joaquin Leader Podcast, episode 30. I'm your host, David Guerra. How are you? Happy New Year. Welcome back. Ready to go? Let's make this happen. Let's make some magic or some mayhem. We'll figure that out later. In the meantime, let's dive in. We are on, we're already into Great to Follow. It has not been published yet, but it will be out soon. We are on rule number 8. Solicit advice or get a mentor, however you want to call it, or how I'm going to finish calling it. I haven't decided yet, but I'll let you make that decision. And speaking of making that decision, the only way you can do that is by letting me know. Drop me an email, dave@daveguerra.com, or follow me on Twitter @DaveGuerra. That's DaveGuerra. And let me know. I want to hear from you. Definitely want to hear from you, especially if you like the podcast or you hate it, or it could be better, or it could be worse. Let me know. I definitely, you know, how can I get better? How can I give you the information you need if you don't tell me what you need? So, by all means, follow me. I invite you. Rule number 8, great to follow, solicit advice or get a mentor. In episode 27, get to know the good veterans, and episode 28, watch out for the cranky old timers. Remember that? I talked about identifying the good veterans and the cranky old-timers, obviously. By now, you should have a pretty good idea as to how to pick the good eggs from the bad eggs. Therefore, the time is right to start hanging around people that will help you advance within the organization. Now, these individuals will be the ones that have no problem with that, because they want to help others advance. In most cases, they have previously helped others advance, and as well as advancing their own career. These are the individuals that get it. Those are the ones that get it. You can spot them a mile away. They get the fact that by making life better for someone else, they are making their own life better, and in some cases easier. So get out there and find someone to hang out with. Remember that old saying, you become who you hang out with? It's true. It really is true. I don't know what else there is to say about that. It really is true. Now, just to be clear about what I mean when I say for you to hang out with others is not to go out all stalker and creepy on them. Now, don't do that. No, there's no need for a restraining order. Start off slow and steady. Be excited to be around them, but don't appear to be overly excited to be around them. Don't get all fan crazy or whatever, you know. Don't turn into a One Direction fan. And well, if you're a One Direction fan, okay, that's fine, but be a One Direction fan. Don't be overly excited, you know. Don't be overly excited about the people you're trying to follow or hang out with, especially in the workplace. It's like I mentioned, being overly excited might just get you that restraining order instead of an invite to an offsite work and lunch. And trust me, you want to go to an offsite, you don't want to hang, you don't want to be, you know, you got to stay 100 yards away from this person, whatever. You don't want the restraining order. Now, just, it's simple. Follow their lead and listen and learn from them. Do not start forcing yourself on them instead just ease into the relationship. Don't force yourself. Be the student, and trust me, they will be the leader. After all, the objective of this relationship building is to become a better employee, thus becoming a better asset to the organization. And guess what? The people you hang out with are going to start getting the credit. And everybody likes getting credit for something good. Nobody wants the credit for something bad. So again, watch it. Now, as is the case in almost all relationships, for it to blossom, both parties have to see the mutual benefit of continuing the relationship. In this case, you want to progress within the organization, and the other person wants to share his or her knowledge and wisdom of how he or she progressed and grew within the organization. So you see the mutual benefit right there? One wants to do this, and one wants to share how they did it. You know, then you can consider it a match made in heaven. However, it is when one side of the relationship does not want to participate that you should take it for what it is. Nothing is going to grow. If somebody's just constantly, you know what, let's go to this offsite, and then you end up buying lunch, or you end up buying coffee or tea or whatever, and you're doing that all the time, and they're promising you something, but they're not delivering. They're just taking, and then when you ask a question, they avoid it. They avoid the answer. They don't want to deal with it because maybe it might be something sensitive to them. but it's something that's important to the growth of your growth within the organization, you know what? At that point, it's time to move on. It really is. Cut your losses, leave, move on. There's got to be somebody else. There has to be somebody else. Now, in the case of getting a mentor, it may take you a while to find a suitable mentor, or who knows, you might find several people that are wanting to mentor you. It happens. It does happen. And when you have numerous people wanting to mentor and lead you, that's the moment you know you're working for a great organization. And you know what? We all should be so lucky. Unfortunately, not all organizations are loaded with people just waiting to mentor you and lead you down the path of individual and organizational greatness. It's a sad reality, but it's true. Not all organizations are like that. Again, remember to be patient. You have to be prepared to spend a lot of time meeting people, getting to know them, and determining, well, if you and that individual are a right match, if they're going to mentor you and you want to be mentored by them. Now, out of the individuals you identify as potential mentors, some of them might not be up to having someone to be a mentor. And they are perfectly sharing with everyone instead of just one. And that's okay. That really is. However, when the time comes, and it will fall into place, trust me. And don't just trust me, but trust the process. And it will deliver you exactly what and who you need. It happens. You know, then sometime in the future, you've got to remember to pay it forward. Offer to help junior or senior people create mentorship moments. And you know, help them find those things to remember. It's like mentorship, training, everything's a training moment. Everything is trainable. Anytime something happens, it's a moment to share and to share knowledge with somebody else, then do that. It can only be viewed as a good thing. The best is to then make them recurring moments to learn and understand the context of the organization and how you could contribute to those issues. So again, don't forget that. This is a non-negotiable, especially when it comes to mentoring. Someone took the time to mentor you. You must take the time to mentor others. And for the sake of the argument, let's just make this rule number one. When it comes to mentoring others, you know, someone took the time to mentor you. Now you must pay it forward and make the time to mentor others. A good piece of advice when it comes time to finding someone to mentor that you're going to mentor, let them find you. Otherwise, it may be a little creepy. You know, again, that's not a good thing. Now, when the time is right, someone will find you. The time may come sooner when your organization's up-and-coming rock star. When you are the up-and-coming rock star. Sorry about that. When you're the up-and-coming rock star. Because, again, you're highly visible. And the new hires are all going like, whoa, who's this? And what can he do for us? Or how did he get there? And how can we do it? Now, it may take a little longer for someone to find you. And make yourself in, you know, well, it may take a little longer for someone to find you, make yourself inaccessible to others. And what I'm saying is, you know, be sure you're accessible, because it will take longer for someone to find you, especially if you make yourself inaccessible. There we go. And that's not a good thing. So, you know, believe in the open door policy. But at this point, you should also be out there walking around. You should be out there talking to people. As you became the up-and-coming rock star, again, you were dealing with people, but now people see you as a leader, and you've got to get out there. So in the meantime, I ask that you trust the process again and find someone will find you, and for that someone to be a perfect fit once you're found and it all works out. They are out there, so don't sweat it, and especially don't rush it. Now, here's a little something else to consider. If by some twist of fate, the people you should be hanging around does not include your immediate supervisor, don't worry. It's okay. Your loyalty should always be to your immediate supervisor that's who you report to, and that's the one who's responsible for seeing that you're properly trained. And he or she is the one who writes your performance review. And he or she is also held accountable for your actions, whether they like it or not. So don't lose sight of the fact that your boss is your boss, and your boss does not have to be the mentor you're looking for, and that's okay. However, your boss, or really any good boss, and every great boss, should be a mentor by default. Something to think about. Again, don't rush it. You're going to know who the good ones are, who the bad ones are, and who to hang out with, who not to hang out with. Be careful there. Go in there with your eyes, your mind, your ears open, your mouth shut. And by all means, be aware of what's going on around you. If somebody is leading you down the wrong path, you need to jump off and switch tracks, move someplace else, do something else, but avoid those situations from happening. Well, listen, this is Dave Guerra, and this has been episode 30 of the Walking Leader Podcast. Seek out a mentor is rule number 8. And I thank you for listening. Again, I invite you to follow me on Twitter at Dave Guerra. That's the @ and then DaveGuerra. And drop me an email, dave@daveguerra.com. Any questions, comments, concerns, let me know. Either way, I will respond, I promise. So don't hesitate. Thanks a lot. Until next time, talk to you soon.